And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house 318, and pursued them unto Dan. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. And Moses said unto them, If ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, but thy servants will pass over, every man armed for war, before the Lord to battle, as my Lord saith. And Moses said unto them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then ye shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side Jordan may be ours. And I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. Ye shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for the war.
Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the re-reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on an helmet of brass upon his head, also he armed him with a coat of mail. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bare shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield 200,000. So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princess and all the congregation.
He paweth in the valley, and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle.
So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
And Heshbon shall cry, and Eleali. Their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, His life shall be grievous unto him. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace.